This is a picture of a wide road with cars, a bus, motorcyclists, and traffic lights. It doesn't seem to be too crowded, especially compared to the usual situation on roads nowadays in Budapest. Traffic jams can occur at any time of the day, not only in the morning and late afternoon rush hours. There's a constant and more serious problem of the amount of cars on the streets, the pollution they contribute to, and the lack of parking space. Because there are more cars than parking spaces, and you have to pay to be able to park your car, there are continuous conflicts between drivers and parking attendants. There are also many parking lot construction projects, which many times include cutting out the few trees that have survived in the city center. I think a better solution would be to ban private cars from the center. Although there are numerous buses, metro lines, trolley buses, and trams too, people still prefer using their vehicles. This is also surprising because there are a number of ongoing and upcoming constructions of city areas, bridges, and road repairs, all due to the lack of space for traffic, the bad state of the roads filled with potholes, and this results in never-ending traffic jams and accidents. You would think drivers would want to avoid leaving for work at least an hour earlier and arriving home later. Naturally, there are many commuters who would have to travel longer hours by railway or coaches to get to their workplaces. But the Hungarian railway system is continually improving in spite of the momentary crisis that affects it. You can get a driving license from age 17, so many young people drive cars. This is quite worrying because there are too many so-called disco accidents. In spite of the very strict rules against drinking and driving, there is zero tolerance, there are still a numberless accidents that result from this. Many drivers also pay no attention to red lights and ignore speed limits and pedestrian zebra crossings. Another growing concern is caused by the lack of bicycle lanes, because the people who choose to protest against traffic, pollution, and for a healthier life by using bikes are a nuisance to both drivers and pedestrians.